This is the Schnitt Show.
The heck is this? Man wearing Burger King crown yells N-word on JetBlue flight. What the heck? A man in a paper Burger King crown hurled racist slurs at fellow passengers on a New York-bound JetBlue flight after accusing her of taking his seat and kneeing him in the stomach. The flight was on the ground in Kingston, Jamaica, getting ready to depart for JFK in New York. The man, who was sporting blonde locks, appears to be white, is also raging at flight attendants with his mask down, his chin. So his mask is below his chin, and he's screaming at flight attendants. In one clip, a woman filming tells him she need him because you deserve it, eliciting a passionate but ill-conceived defense from the victim. "Excuse me, I'm part West African," he screams. "I can say the N-word anytime I want." And this is a New York Post report. The irate man continues to scream profanities as the plane of mostly black passengers goes into a frenzy. "Kick that N-word bitch off the plane," he yells with a smirk. This is insane. And the guy is wearing a Burger King crown. Look, a grown adult on an airplane wearing a paper or cardboard Burger King crown hat that your five-year-old gets. I'm guessing the guy's not playing with a full deck. A video of the aftermath of the man's eruption shows multiple people running up the aisle to pounce on him before being held back by flight crew and fellow members. The in-flight fiasco then escalates as the man stands up and dumps water on the flight attendant, yelling, "I want a bleeping lawsuit right now, mother bleeper." So the man continues to yell profanities, including the N-word, as he and other passengers return to their seats. Kingston police later removed the man from the flight in handcuffs. JetBlue confirmed the incident that occurred on Tuesday on a plane bound for New York. The man has also been banned from riding with JetBlue for future flights. Oh, my God. "We have zero tolerance for racism or harassment. And after reviewing this customer's abhorrent racist behavior, we've determined he is no longer welcome to fly JetBlue." Wow. Jet bye-bye. Oh, speaking of airlines, did you hear, and this is interesting, I don't know if you knew this, folks, but Southwest is going back to the normal business model. So Southwest had been doing spacing and socially distanced passengers on the airplane. But beginning on December 1st, JetBlue is going to, beginning on December 1st, Southwest is going to start selling all the seats. So they're going to go from spacing to just selling everything. So they're going to pack these airplanes. If there are enough people to buy all the seats, all of the Southwest flights are going to be full. And that begins on December 1st. And incidentally, part of the reasoning behind this is probably the huge loss. I saw that Southwest had like a $1.2 billion loss for Q3, for the third quarter of 2020. So what a mess for the airline industry and so many other businesses in this country. As I teased in a short time ago, we have this crazy story of a student who is suing after his school revoked his parking pass because he had a Trump display inside his car. Now, regardless of who you're for, Trump, Biden, wherever you stand, this does not seem to be fair at all. This is out of my home state of Florida. This is out of New Smyrna Beach. A high school student is suing his school after he said that he was wrongly punished for a display showing support for President Trump. The guy's name is Tyler Maxwell. He's 18 years old. And he's so excited to cast his first vote ever for President Trump that he and his father used a front-end loader to put a ginormous elephant statue branded for Trump into the bed of his pickup truck. Now, I was very, very excited to also cast my vote at the age of 18 back in November of 1984. And I knew that I was voting for Ronald Reagan in his second term, or for a second term. I did not have a massive statue of Ronald Reagan installed on my vehicle, however. But this has turned into a ginormous mess. But I remember, I loved being able to vote for the very first time. You know, when I was 18, I turned 18 in January of 1984. So I turned 18 January 24th of 1984. And, of course, within days, I registered with the Selective Service. Yes, I did that. And then, of course, later that year in November, I got to vote, and I voted for Ronald Reagan. And I can understand the excitement that Tyler Maxwell is going through because I was exactly this kid. I was the same. I didn't put a ginormous elephant statue, though, in the back of my vehicle. Now, he says that I've been pretty excited for the last 4 years to be able to vote. He said his grandfather bought the elephant from a car dealership and gave it to him before the 2016 election. And Tyler and his dad painted it up red, white, and blue and loaded it into his Ford pickup truck. The next day, September 14th, Tyler proudly drove his vehicle to school with the elephant on display in the truck bed, and he parked it in the student parking lot. 20 minutes into his first class, Tyler was pulled out for a chat with the principal. He was told he had to take the elephant off campus. Then his dad drove to the school asking for a reason in writing. Now, he didn't get a written response, so Tyler drove the truck with the elephant still in the back to school again the very next day. And that morning, his parking pass was revoked by the school. And that's when Tyler's family, they lawyered up. They called Saul Goodman. Better call Saul. They lawyered up. Okay, it wasn't Saul. Their lawyer's Jacob Hubert. And Jake says, quote, "It's a freedom of speech case. The question is whether a student should have to give up his free speech right when he drives onto school property. The answer to that is no." The Volusia County Public Schools, they released a statement, which I have right here. And it reads, in part, "The school board has an obligation to provide politically neutral campuses. We allow political expression by students in the form of a T-shirt or bumper sticker, but large signage is a different situation. A passerby could interpret a large sign in a school parking lot to be an endorsement by the school district." Oh, get out of here. Come on. "We don't allow our parking lots to be used for political statements." What? Oh, the kid has a giant elephant with Trump mentions in the back of his pickup truck, so that's going to be mistaken for the official position of the school board in the student parking lot? Oh, stop. Give me a break. That is asinine. That is ridiculous. It's moronic. Now, I do know that freedom of speech-wise, that there have been court cases, and courts have held that for student safety, for decorum, there are certain things that a school can do to enforce behavior at school. You can't have an expletive-laden T-shirt and go to school And the school can, and you can't say, oh, that's my First Amendment right to wear the bleep the principal T-shirt or something else. You can't do that. And this has been upheld, that courts have found that student behavior, while you'd think might be covered by the First Amendment, that you really don't have complete First Amendment rights in schools. And this has been discussed. This has been, there have been many cases over the years, and it's all about courts generally agreeing. Now, it depends on what the case is, but there are some cases where students have cited First Amendment violations, but the courts have held that the school has the obligation to keep the campus safe, secure, to properly regulate behavior. So it's been a mixed bag as far as some of these cases over the years when First Amendment rights are challenged, or if the student accuses the school of trampling on those rights. So this will be interesting to see. It seems like an overreaction. Again, this is a novelty. It's in a pickup truck bed. It's in the student parking lot. Come on. I think the school is being ridiculously petty here. Anybody want to weigh in on this? Anybody? Bueller? 800-801-8999. What do you think of the school's behavior here? What do you think of the school revoking his parking pass? What do you think the chances are at trial, if this even goes to trial? What do you think they did to this kid? I'm not a fan of this. This is terrible. 800-80, if you want to weigh in on this, 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999. Thoughts? Anybody in academia? Any principals? Any teachers want to weigh in? Any parents? Any 18-year-olds listening? 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999. Now, Tyler's attorney has filed a lawsuit against the Volusia County Schools in federal court, accusing the district of violating the 18-year-old's freedom of speech. And again, I've just laid out that that's not always upheld. And for now, since he can't drive his truck to school with the elephant in tow, Tyler has switched to distance learning while he waits for a ruling. Interesting story. You want to weigh in? 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999. Giddy up. Hey, folks, if you don't have Car Shield, well, you could be facing some really nasty bills in car repairs, and you don't want to be there. Yeah, the bottom line here is CarShield can save you a fortune on covered repairs. So if your car's warranty has expired, getting ready to expire, do you really want to wait for something really bad to happen to your engine, transmission, electrical system, whatever? I know that the check engine light is a big scare factor for a lot of folks. Check engine light comes on. It's like, oh, my God, how much is this going to cost? How long is it going to be in the shop? Blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. With CarShield, CarShield offers a wide range of protection plans that can save you thousands for covered repairs, which means that the check engine light or other issues are just not going to be a problem. It's going to be a whole lot less scary when it comes on or if you have a problem because you're covered for your covered repairs. Now, you have the freedom to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership. They don't force you to use anyone in particular. So you, with CarShield, you'll have the freedom to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and then CarShield will get the rest taken care of. That's what they do. Even if your car breaks down while you're traveling, the repair shop that you use is up to you. On top of that, no long-term contracts or commitments. Payments are flexible, and CarShield plans are customizable to your exact needs. CarShield has helped over a million drivers, and that's why they're America's number one auto protection company. Now, how about a discount? Now, don't dread car repairs, folks, and don't wait for something to happen. Get CarShield protection on your car right now and see why CarShield cars go farther. Call 800-665-2157. Call 800-665-2157 and mention code SCHNIT, or you can visit carshield.com and use the code SCHNIT to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code SCHNIT. Now, a deductible may apply here. Again, CarShield.com. Use code SCHNITT and make sure you tell them that Schnitt sent you. And the Schnitt rolls on next. Back in a moment, folks. Hang on.
Schnitt Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting Schnitt.
Yeah, I'm going to watch closely to see what happens, whether this student suing the Volusia County Schools, whether this goes anywhere, whether it's settled, or whether it ends up in court. But that could be a tough case, even though I think the school's being ridiculous. You know, courts have shown that they do, at least school districts, principals, schools, that they have the right in many ways to curtail what many would think as an infringement on your First Amendment rights. So I will watch. I will wait. I shall see as that plays out. From the debate last night, just a quick little mention, Twitter and social media did explode after Joe Biden mistakenly called the Proud Boys the poor boys. those poor racists, those poor white supremacists. Joe, it's not the poor boys, it's the Proud Boys. That's their name. And, of course, Twitter exploded and say, oh, look, Joe's not with it anyway. That was only, like, really the only major gaffe from Biden. Hang on, final half hour Friday next.
Now you can listen to
Schnitt.
We've been following the bizarre look of Mitch McConnell's face and hands. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, showed up, and he just looked weird. It looked like he was punched in the face. His hands were bruised, and he had bandages. It's like, what happened? And he wouldn't really explain what was going on here. And I just saw a story from the New York Post. It's their top item right now, and it says, what's wrong with Mitch McConnell's hands? Probably nothing more than the thinning skin and easy bruising that comes with old age. But how about his face? Mitch McConnell's weird purple hands have an easy explanation. Dermatologists say the 78-year-old Senate Majority Leader's black and blue bruises and bandaged hands are likely a common condition called senile purpura. Your skin is just naturally becomes more fragile as you age, said Dr. Doris Day. What? Get out. Doris Day? Really? A Manhattan-based dermatologist told the Post, I think it's just a bruise, a good solid bruise. Older skin loses its elasticity and its cushioning layer of collagen. I don't know. And Sue had mentioned blood thinner. It says, and if you're taking any kind of blood thinner, even baby aspirin, bruising is even more likely. It's really just from anything that creates trauma that causes blood to leak out from the vessels under the skin. It's not a problem if it goes away. If you do bruise and the bruise does not go away, then you need to see a hematologist or blood doctor. What about the face? His lips looked all bruised as well. Another doctor agreed that it could be the senile. It doesn't sound good. Oh, he's senile. Oh, senile purpura, the bruising. When you think of senile, you think of you know, something else going on there. But it says nothing about the face. I mean, because you look at his. Hang on, let me just type something in here. Hold on, stand by. Let me type in. Let me go back. I'm gonna Google something here real quick, live on the fly here on Schnitt. Let me go to google.com. I want to see if there are any other reports on the face. Mitch McConnell face bruising. And here we go. And, yeah, I know his lips. That's what I'm saying. His lips were totally swollen. It looked like someone punched him in the face. It looked crazy. Nothing here. He insists he's in good health after the photos showed up on bruises on his face, his hands. I'm telling you, his lip looked like he was hit in the face with a bowling ball. That's what it looks like. All right, 800-801-8999, the number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Senile purpura. Now, my grandfather had that because my grandfather would have, you know, easily bruised skin when, not my father, but my grandfather, my beloved Albert Schnitt, been gone since 2000. What a great dude he was. We have another story out of Texas, folks. Have you seen the video of the Texas man spraying a woman with a hose? You gotta get the hose. This was apparently a Black Lives Matter argument. Two neighbors going at it. We have a Texas guy who sprayed his hose at a woman. The video has gone viral. We'll get it up on the Schnitt list today at schnittshow.com. And what happened was she allegedly yelled "White Lives Matter" and berated a neighbor over a Black Lives Matter flag in her yard. Ian Daugherty, a Southwest Austin resident, Austin, Texas, said that the incident occurred a couple of weeks ago when a woman parked in the middle of the street and flew into a 30-minute rage. She goes nuts because his neighbor's Black Lives Matter flag was more visible than the American flag. And then also went into like a 30-minute tirade in the middle of the street and just was unloading all kinds of gripes. This is from KXAN television. Daugherty said that he went outside, asked the woman to stop yelling. Get a grip. Just shut up. Get Biden in there. Would you just shut up? She told me where to shove it. So this guy, Daugherty, Ian Daugherty, tries to tell this woman just to clam up. She tells him where to stuff it. Told this to KXAN. He said, I don't remember her exact words, but she swore at me, yelled at me, and then I blew it off. So then Daugherty decided to get out his hose and sprinkler head, which he initially pointed in the direction of the woman's car, hoping that she'd just pick up and leave, just get in the car and drive the hell off. Well, that apparently infuriated her just a little bit more. That prompted the woman to leave the street and then walk onto his lawn. A video clip has been posted to social media. It's up on Facebook. And it begins with the two individuals going at it verbally, like squaring off for a number of seconds. And then Daugherty says to get off my property, tells the woman, get off my lawn. So the woman can be heard saying, turn that damn thing off. And if you spray me, and seconds before Daugherty turns the hose on her, she then, this is according to Daugherty, she adopts a really aggressive stance. And she told me to turn my water hose off, and I just wasn't going to do it. I'm on my property, and she was being ridiculous and abusive and saying the worst things for about half an hour. I'm not going to back down on my property. Good for you, Darty, Ian. So the woman is then shown losing her footing and slipping on the curb. She gets back up, and then she tries to grab a hold of the hose. Ian Darty says, now I think maybe we should call somebody. All right. Oh, someone in the background said that. Someone in the background said, now I think maybe we should call somebody. So somebody was picked up by the video. And Austin police shows up within a few minutes. No charges filed. The woman shown in the video did not want to comment. So KXAN television tried to get her to comment on the incident. She wouldn't. But the video has gone viral. And it just shows that people are just confrontational. Her lawyer sent a letter to the television station yesterday saying that the online article is filled with half-truths and flat-out deceptive statements. The neighbors have all made peace with one another, and there is nothing to be gained by stirring things up again, the lawyer wrote. The neighbor initially targeted in the rant told KXAN television that she would have responded better if the woman said, hey, by the way, your flags are up wrong or whatever. And Ian Darty told the TV station that he's nervous about how much attention the video has received, but said people have to stand up to bullies and racism in general. I'm not calling her a racist. I'm not making any attacks against the woman, but she was being antagonistic and a bully for sure. I heard her scream, White Lives Matter, and just being ugly in general. I've got no time for that. I'm glad I did what I did. As the woman gets the hose, she got hosed. I mean, like, we don't have enough to worry about. Really? We don't have enough to worry about. Really? Now we got to worry about this garbage. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. And I know that you probably heard this already, that we have set a record with over 77,000 COVID cases in just one day here in the United States. I don't know if you saw the comment from Dr. Birx. She's been really kind of out of the mix. You know, the task force, we had heard that Trump had not met with the task force in quite some time. Dr. Birx is saying that the reason for the spikes that we're seeing now in the country is because of indoor gatherings. Dr. Birx is saying that the indoor social gatherings are causing these spikes. I don't doubt it. You know, certainly in the midst of a pandemic, we all want to go about our normal lives. We do. But you still have to balance trying to return to some degree of normalcy when we might be done with the pandemic, folks, but the pandemic is not done with us. That's like I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me. Well, maybe not, but I just said that we might be done with the pandemic, but the pandemic's not done with us. That's the first thing that popped into my mind. Now, I mean, really, all kidding aside, we want to be done with COVID, but COVID is not done racing through the population. And certainly, the way we act, the way we behave, the way we interact has a huge effect. You know, we're having spikes all over the country, and the details here are that more than 77,000 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded here in the country yesterday alone. Folks, this is Thursday alone. And this sets a new record for daily infections, according to the stats. Thursday's numbers, 77,640 new COVID-19 cases here in the United States. And that actually ran past the record that was set back in July 29th, when there were 75,723 cases that were reported. There were also nearly 1,000 coronavirus-related deaths in the United States yesterday, 921. And as you know, we have over 8.4 million cases in the U.S. alone. And we have almost 225,000 deaths. We're almost at 250,000 deaths here, folks. And it is believed that the number of cases, and this makes complete sense, the number of cases is way underestimated. There were far more cases that have happened because of those with very mild symptoms or those that were asymptomatic and just never knew it, but might have spread it to others. So officially, there are 8.4 million cases, a little over, but I'm sure that it could be double that in the country. And the deaths at 223,000, almost 224,000 today, the number of deaths are probably underreported as well. There's a lot of research and data to support that the deaths are not inflated, that we're probably underestimating both. So a big day for COVID in the country, and not in a good way. 77,000 cases one day. Wow. All right, I got some final thoughts. I got a pile of stuff, so let me see what I can cram in as we got a nice final segment here on a Friday on Schnitt next. Back in a moment, folks.
This is the Schnitt Show.
My 2.5-year-old Jack Russell male, Gatsby, was sitting on my couch in front of my broadcast setup here in my Schnitt home office studio, but he just walked around the couch and decided to jump up on my leg, and he's trying to say hello, and Gatsby's joining us for the final moments of the program right next to the microphone here. So Gatsby's a good boy, absolutely. And now he just left, and now he's barking down the hall at Scout, whatever the heck they're doing. This is getting some attention here this afternoon. The president allegedly mocking a reporter for Reuters in the Oval Office, Jeff Mason, for wearing a mask. And the Oval Office was apparently filled with a lot of folks not wearing masks in the White House, and a bunch of folks all jammed together. Remember, the president got COVID-19, and many others around him did. There's nothing that says that it doesn't sweep through the White House again. Let me hear the audio. I haven't heard this yet. Let me hear this. So I guess there's a question being asked by the reporter from Reuters.
So obviously, you've got the prime minister, sir. You mentioned a potential scenario in which Iran would be part of a peace deal.
No, I think at the very end, Iran will be, I could see that.
Can we ask Prime Minister Netanyahu how he feels about that?
Absolutely. I would say that. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, if you can hear me, Jeff Mason.
This is Jeff Mason. He's got a mask on that's the largest mask I think I've ever seen. So I don't know if you can hear him, but he wants to know about what you gentlemen think about, as I said, when it's all finished up and everybody's in the deal. I said that I wouldn't be surprised to see Iran be very friendly also.
I don't think it's as bad as some are making it out to be, but the president had a smirk, and he did have a comment that, Jeff Mason. Was Trump on the phone with Netanyahu? Is that who was on the phone? Yeah, hold on a minute. So he was, yeah. So Trump was on that was Netanyahu. And there were like 50 people in the Oval Office, and I guess almost none were wearing masks. And Jeff Mason, the reporter for Reuters, was wearing a mask. I don't have a problem with that. And again, I'm sure there are people in the Oval Office that have not come down with COVID And if they don't have antibodies, then it could technically spread again. Again, I encourage just to be smart. Don't go to huge gatherings. Wear a mask. Socially distance. And folks, I want you to have a great weekend. Try to relax. It's going to be a crazy week plus when we get back before the election. And we're here for you, folks. Schnitt, over and out. We'll see you back here on Monday.
This is the Schnitt Show.